Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild morning across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a touch of cloud. Haifa expects a sunny day as well. Make the most of it if you're heading outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from JNS, Donald Trump calls Iran's ceasefire deal unbelievably weak, criticizing it in harsh terms. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier this hour, Iran declares its forces ready to respond to attacks, as Trump reportedly considers renewing military action. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports new U.S. sanctions on Iran's oil shipments to China, with a significant reward offered for disrupting financial mechanisms linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Separately, Maariv reveals a disturbing new report on the sexual violence during the October 7th Hamas attack, highlighting systematic abuse. And finally, in earlier reporting, Prime Minister Netanyahu tells 60 Minutes that the conflict with Hezbollah should be viewed separately from the broader war with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, posted just minutes ago about an investigation into the October 7 crimes documenting horrific acts of sexual violence against Israeli civilians by Hamas. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, writing on X just now, questions if a previous administration allowed Iranian spies a path to U.S. citizenship. Eve Barlow, a journalist and activist, questions the timing of a New York Times article, suggesting it undermines a new report on violence committed against women and children by Palestinians. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Donald Trump's remarks. According to JNS, he described the Iran ceasefire proposal as the weakest he's seen. This criticism could strain diplomatic efforts between the United States and Iran, potentially impacting regional stability. Turning to Iran's military readiness, the Times of Israel reports that Iran's forces are prepared to respond to any attacks as Trump considers military options. This comes amid reports of Pakistan hosting Iranian military aircraft, heightening tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details new U.S. sanctions targeting Iran's oil shipments to China, part of the ongoing economic fury strategy. The U.S. aims to cut off financial support for Iran's Revolutionary Guard, potentially squeezing Iran's economy further. Separately, Maariv's report uncovers harrowing details of sexual violence during the October 7 attack by Hamas. The Civil Commission's findings suggest systematic and widespread abuse, impacting how future investigations might proceed. Finally, Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes, detailed by JTA, highlight his view that Israel's conflict with Hezbollah is distinct from the larger war with Iran. This distinction could guide Israel's military strategy moving forward. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business questions whether Israel's defense budget is a burden or a hidden economic driver, suggesting military investments may actually boost the economy. Separately, Ynet Business reports Quantum Machines has acquired Kew Harbor, expanding its European operations by opening a new office in the Netherlands. And finally, Walla Business says the U.S. Army has purchased drone defense systems from Israel's Smart Shooter for $10.7 million, expanding the company's footprint in the U.S. defense market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.